что-то... Следующая станция — Будагоиш. Будагай.
Hello and welcome back to The Line Podcast, the podcast about crossing. And today I am literally crossing a border on a train from Vilnius to Minsk, Belarus, to see and talk with the amazing Dasha Loika, who is an artist engaged in critical practice, currently doing her MA at the Royal College of Art. And now, excuse me, because it is 6 a.m. in the morning and I am going to catch up on some sleep before we arrive in Minsk. See y'all there. And I'm finally in Belarus with Dasha Loika. Hello, Dasha.
Hi, Sophia.
And Dasha writes love letters and tells apocalyptic jokes. What are you working on at the moment, Dasha?
I'm growing mold in my lunchbox again. One of them said it had to be a slow burner, and another said it was easy to get intellectually lazy in this place. But why are these piles of unopened books and saved tabs and articles that I never end up reading making me so dumb and depressed, if the only thing bringing me joy these days is loose glitter? The kind of joy that makes me anxiously bite my nails to the point where it hurts to type or masturbate for the rest of the day.
Have you ever?
Mother, I dislocated my hip. When I gave birth to my mother, I dislocated my hip.
Are you complicit?
Well, science fills gaps and fiction drills holes. Science collects data and fiction is data.
Think of it as of a new brand of radicalism, like Black and White 2.0, if you wish.
Science fiction is a tautology. Science fiction implies that science is not fictitious. Science fiction implies that fiction is not scientific. Resist science fiction. Science is already fiction. Science is always already fiction. Science fiction tames fiction. Science fiction sanitizes science. Resist science fiction. Science is always, always already fiction. Science tells stories. Fiction tells stories. Fiction creates patterns. Science creates patterns. Science is fiction. Resist science fiction. Science fills gaps. Fiction drills holes. Science collects data. Fiction is data.
I once met a woman who thought that empty pill strips were the most satisfying thing of all. Reaching a milestone yet having something to look forward to. Have you ever?
Well, you know, G told me over dinner today that he was the only one to witness the death of an old professor, Sir John, taking two steps down from the Porter's Lodge into Trinity College in Cambridge, falling face down. G was waiting for his dinner date, and old-fashionedly people watching. G feels involved. What do you mean by involved? I was the only one there to see it. I felt like I should have reached out to the family, perhaps. He didn't go to the funeral. He had too much work to do. Was there blood he didn't see? The porter knew the name, but tell me how it feels to live with your girlfriend's mother while she is away. She talks about kitchens a lot. She's renovating. Doesn't know where to put the new dishwasher. Hey, but remember Mr. W? He was one of those that you just couldn't tell if he was profoundly happy or profoundly sad. He used to collect kitchens. What? Yeah, he used to collect kitchens. Perhaps still does. That's the way he phrased it, collect. He would buy them on eBay, store them, and then sell them at a higher price. In fact, I'm not so sure he sold them, but the first question in my mind would be, where would he store them? I didn't ask. It felt inappropriate at the time, but now I feel like I should have. But doesn't she have a dishwasher already? She does. Why not put the new one in the same place?
What place?
Go down to the bottom of the sea. Pick up the gold nugget that will become the earth. And before the beginning of the worlds, before the earth and the sky, there was only the wide blue sea. In that sea stood a green oak tree. And on that oak tree were three little pigeons. The pigeons were restless. How do we begin the world? Let's go to the bottom of the sea, pick up the gold nugget that will become the earth, and before the beginning of the world, before the death and the sky, there was only the wide blue sea. In that sea stood a green pine tree, and on that pine tree were three little crows. The crows were restless. How do we begin the war? Let's go to the bottom of the sea.
It is always they who inflict violence.
Pick up the gold nugget.
It is always they who inflict violence.
Please, keep your feet away from the escalators so you don't have to be saved.
Let's find a compromise. Tell me an apocalyptic joke.
Well, of course. Two sports nutritionists go sightseeing in Salisbury.
I am massaging a cut on my ring finger, which makes my thumb red with almost condensed blood. Have you ever?
Well, he thinks I'm an eccentric scientist and I should continue with this vibe and work, but also make things for the sake of making, so that it's not just a one-way process where I conceptually formulate everything and then execute. Have the making influence my practice too, you know? And be careful about thinking that diagrams simplify things. Because for a lot of people, they don't. They just make stuff more complicated and confusing. And after all, simplicity is a hoax anyway.
I'm afraid we have to wrap this up. Thank you very much, Dasha.
Thank you for having me, Sophia.
And thank you for tuning in to the Line podcast. You can find links to Dasha's work in the description box. And we'll see you in the next episode.